Climbing pioneer Sean Parent has a lot going on. Besides running his own business, teaching climbing, writing books on climbing, heading up trips to Peru, and lots more, he is also the host of the climbing space in the Sue's new social media network. Sue Spaces, Sutaday's digital town square, is a place for local discussions, hosted by people in the community who are experts in their fields. See, Spaces is live. Welcome to Sue Saint Marie's very own social network. There is no question that Sean Parent is an expert on rock and ice climbing in this area. He has been known as the father of rock and ice climbing in the north of Superior region since he started developing and exploring it, in 1980. Since then, Parent has authored and co-authored 17 guidebooks on climbing in the region, including the North of Superior Orient Bay Ice Climber's Guide and Agawa Canyon Ice Climber's Map, 2nd edition. His business, Superior Exploration Adventure and Climbing Company, offers spring and fall rock climbing and winter ice climbing instruction and guiding all along the north shore of Lake Superior. See, Sue newcomer excited to welcome others to a special space. In addition, Parent's company provides mining companies with dangerous terrain sampling, mapping and prospecting. In the summer, Parent offers guided treks, climbs and paragliding trips in Peru. We have incredible opportunities for climbing in our region, and hardly anyone locally is taking advantage of this, he pointed out. People come here from Europe and the States to climb and they can't believe what they are seeing. He added, I have a large group of climbers coming here to climb on President's Day weekend. They have been coming for 24 years. They said they keep coming back because it's wild yet accessible, there are always new climbs, they are the first ones in and there are no lineups. See, exotic pet breeder hatches new community in Spaces. Parent emphasized that being able to hop off a snowmobile or a train and access a climb right there keeps climbers from other countries coming back for more. Parent pointed out that ice climbs in the Sioux area can be over 600 feet high. That's higher than BC and Colorado. Parent has been posting often in the climbing space, mostly photos with commentary. Some of them are quite spectacular. In Spaces, I want to show people the kind of climbing we have right here, he said. Right now, I am posting a lot of ice climbing photos. I had a family out the other day, the parents wanting to climb with their kids. I love showing that. See, so you want to be a Spaces host? In the fall, Parent will post rock climbing photos, many at Agawa Canyon. The rock climbing there in the autumn is just spectacular, with the fall colors. Parent's goal with his climbing instruction is to keep it fun and safe. I go up and set up the ropes ahead of time and belay so parents can see it's safe. Climbing is good for kids, it teaches them to focus, to problem solve. It gets them outside and enjoying time in nature, and it doesn't hurt anything. See, talented local carpenter helps us build the Sioux's new social network. Ice climbing especially offers excitement, as the ice is always warming, cooling, and forming, so you never ascend the same climb twice. His company specializes in first ascents. I never repeat the same climb twice, unless I am teaching, and I have probably done 200 climbing routes all around the Lake Superior area. In his early career, Parent helped establish ice and rock climbing in Thunder Bay, when he was living in the region. Once Tourism Thunder Bay got involved and realized the market, the climbing population in Thunder Bay grew quickly and is well known today. See, lifelong Sioux photographer captures imaginations in Spaces. Parent is hoping the same thing will happen in the North Lake Superior area. The ice climbing community here is still in its infancy, but I hope it will grow before I start to slow down, he said. Parent has established 140 technical climbs in a 40-kilometer stretch of Mile 38 Road. These have been discovered by the handful of ice climbers in the area and there are often cars in the parking lot when Parent comes by. For other climbs in the area, Parent has his climbers sign a non-disclosure agreement before they climb, so they won't be overrun. I like to keep some climbs for just friends and clients, so they can experience that kind of unspoiled wilderness climb. See, Sue Entrepreneur mentors small business owners in spaces. Parent hopes that the climbing space and spaces will keep growing and inspire folks to come out and try some of the climbs he posts on there. So far, I don't think there are a lot of people who climb on there, but there are lots who are interested in the idea, he said. I hope they get brave and get in touch and come try it for themselves. I make it safe and fun. There's really nothing like it, and it changes from season to season. See, Sue today wants you to host one of our new spaces. He added, one day, I hope to see lots of the photos on there from other climbers. I would love to see that.